It's big times for fishermen who have been dropping hooks into the Salmon River in Pulaski to catch salmon swimming upstream to spawn. But local anglers say this year the salmon runs have not been happening on the weekends when most fishermen are on the river. WRVO's Julia Botero spent a recent Saturday on the Salmon River in Pulaski when there seemed to be more fishermen than fish.
It's early morning and it's been raining on and off for hours. Still, the river and the riverbank are crowded. Anglers and fly fishermen stand knee-deep in the rushing water, less than an arm's distance apart. Where I'm standing, I count 18 fishermen. There are more on the opposite bank. Most are quiet, listening to the sounds of lines being cast into the water and feeling for a bite. A young man in a neon green cap and rain pants sloshes out of the river and onto the bank to take a break. He says his name is Eric LaBelle. He and a friend drove down from Canada last night. They've been here since 5 this morning.
This is my first time here. All I know is there's some big fishes down here, so it's pretty much all I expect, something big.
Brian Wilmoth is standing in the water just a few feet away. He comes every year for the salmon run. He says he was expecting company on the river, but he's still surprised.
Crowd is tripled. A lot more crowded.
Have you seen anyone catch anything?
Oh, yeah. All over the place.
He points to fishermen across the river and further down, where the river bends.
Down there, they're doing pretty good right now. Steelheads. Some kings, decent-sized ones, 30, 35 pounds, maybe 40.
But he says compared to years past, the fish aren't biting.
Normally, this place has 4 to 5 people in this one area hooked up at a time. So that's why I'm saying this year, you only got one guy.
That one guy is Eric's friend. Eric shows me a salmon secured on a stringer in the shallow water. The fish is so dark in color, it blends in with the river bottom. When we get close, its tail thrashes in the water.
Oh my God.
Here.
The fish is big, but not as big as they come. Eric guesses it's about 2 feet long.
Yeah, about 2 feet long.
It's huge.
Maybe around a 15 pound.
Troy Coons from Pennsylvania is kneeling on a rock by the river bend. It's his third year on the river, and he's already caught 2 fish this morning.
What kind of bait are you using?
I'm just using a salmon, like a salmon egg. You can use a salmon egg or a piece of this, like this cloth here. I have 2 of them on there.
There's
a nice one.
Just downstream from where Troy is standing, a fly fisherman has hooked a fish. It's a fighter.
Oh, right here's one. Oh, that's the fish he got on. It is a rush whenever you get one hooked.
Did yours fight?
Oh, my. They wear your arms out.
He looks down at his hands.
See how black my hands are from gripping it?
Oh.
Holding it? It's like...
Coming down.
The fish is tired and slow. A man nearby grabs his net from the riverbank and stands over the fish, ready to scoop it up.
Yeah!
David Gamala from Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, is smiling. A walkie-talkie inside his vest pops and hisses.
Well, I just caught the salmon. I'm about out of breath.
The fish is so heavy, David has trouble holding on to it.
Well, my wife said if I do catch one, I'm going to make steaks out of it.
It's still morning. He picks up his rod and ties on another hook. Every fisherman is allowed to go home with 3 fish a day. There's enough day left to try and catch 2 more salmon by sunset. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Pulaski.